Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I tried something new. I don't think I'm going to do that one again. You can try something out. Wow, hey, Cardinals get a win. How about that? That really stretched out the game, didn't it? Tonight was the NHL All-Star Awards, or just the NHL Awards in general, on NBC Sports Network. And there's a couple of cool moments. We're going to look at those in a moment. John Hamm had a nice moment, too, where he was able to talk about his Blues. Next hour, I do want to talk a few things. One, not wearing deodorant. Apparently, that's a thing now where people are just skipping out on deodorant. Also, reparations. There was some testimony on Capitol Hill about that today. I got a couple of clips, and we'll talk about reparations in general. But that's how you know we're getting close to a presidential cycle. When you hear the reparations discussion come back up, you know that they're trying to exploit people by bringing this up and obviously get votes. So we'll talk about that, too. And the Pamela Hupp twist. So now gets life in prison, not the death penalty. Fox 2 did a piece on Carol Alford, which was the first victim she was grooming, which is pretty scary and also pretty remarkable that someone would just hop into a stranger's car. I don't know what they were thinking, but we're going to talk about that too. So if you missed it, there was a couple of good moments from tonight at the NHL Awards. The St. Louis Blues got a lot of love from John Hamm.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Yes, it has.
Although back in January, it did not really look like it was going to happen. Sure, we've seen teams go from worst to first enough times. I get it. But you've never seen it happen in the middle of a season. And there were so many moments when it just seemed over. Like it looked like it was going to be done. There was going to be one more year without a cup. But the players on this team never gave up. The fans never gave up.
Most fans. There's a lot of giving up going on.
I know some of you might be sick of it, but now we all get to sing Gloria together. Celebrating their first ever Stanley Cup, ladies and gentlemen, the St. Louis Blues.
And it was cool. They brought him out, and, you know, Riley was there, and Jordan Binnington, and Berube, and, you know, Armstrong. And, you know, they bring out some of the players in management. And Binnington is holding the Stanley Cup. Obviously, when you're at an awards ceremony surrounded by NHL stars, you're not going to raise it and expect everyone to go crazy. So he just holds it up about waist high. Then when they get to the stage, he places it on the ground right in front of them. You know, it's not a ceremony like the parade where you're going around looking for reaction and you put it over your head, hoisting these sort of things. So there were a couple of awards that were given to the St. Louis Blues tonight. One was to Ryan O'Reilly. He won the Selke. And the other was to Barclay, the dog. Won, what was it, the best dog in the league or something like that? So we got that. But I was talking to producer Mike, and I want to ask you this question, if you can hop on here real quick. Doug Armstrong was up for GM of the Year, did not win it. Now, I want you to explain to me, how in the world does he miss out on that, considering all of the moves Armstrong made, sticking to his guns, getting a new coach in there, which is, you go from worst to first, win the cup. How does he not become the manager of the year? I don't get that.
It's a mystery to me. The NHL awards have always kind of been a bit of a joke. Don't really reflect always what most people think should be the obvious choice. So sometimes they're spot on, sometimes they're not. So, and you get the writers are voting on it for the most part, and I think a lot of them have their coastal biases, so maybe that played a role. But
of course,
when you look at Doug Armstrong, I mean, in the offseason when he acquired Ryan O'Reilly, Patrick Maroon, Tyler Bozak, brought back David Perron. Nationally and internationally, obviously, if you want to include Canada, everyone said he won the offseason, right?
Yeah.
So then it comes time to the season, and it's hard to say he didn't win. He wasn't the best GM of the season as well in appointing Craig Berube and standing pat at the trade deadline.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I don't know. When you think about, I mean, Don Sweeney won it for Boston. Congratulations to him. I think maybe sometimes they try and share the love a little bit since we've won so many things. But
yeah, they're giving him a participation trophy at this
Sweeney
point.
Sweeney added two guys at the deadline that made a bit of an impact, but he didn't do too much in the offseason. It just seems kind of like a, I don't know, like a good career. Here you go.
It's a participation trophy for losing to the St. Louis Blues. If they can't have the cup, here's your participation trophy. That's what they get.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry. I think that's what's going on. Did you hear the joke about Tampa Bay? Keenan Thompson, who's on SNL, but he used to do all that stuff with Nickelodeon, made a Tampa Bay Lightning joke, which, you know how Tampa Bay worked out pretty well. They had a record season. And here, I'll let him set it up.
First season as well for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Shout out to my Tampa folks. That's right, they tied the most wins in a regular season with 62. And then they followed it up by tying the least wins in a playoff with 0. But hey, I mean, that's what I like about them. Win or lose, they set records.
Oh, that is funny. So then they panned to the crowd. And you would think... You would think that there would be a little bit of humor there. Nope, 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 nope. None of those Tampa players they showed even got close to cracking a smile. They were so uncomfortable. Oh, that is so good. So, so good. So I want to play some audio from Ryan O'Reilly after he accepts the Selke trophy. He said some really nice things about St. Louis. I also want to play something real quick. I found this in a stack of CDs here at the radio station. This is one of those really stupid things, but you know, every once in a while, the music stations will clean out their closet and then they'll put like albums, records, or whatever it is out that they were going to throw away. And there's anyone from the staff, it's free for them to go and claim it. And when I get here at night, the pickings are slim. Let me put it that way. There was one album out there. I was like, okay, I'm just curious what this sounds like. I'm going to play it for you, and you can kind of get an idea of the free things that we get here for working at KMOX.
Hey, you, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake.
It's Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Wake up!
First season as well for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Shout out to my Tampa folks. That's right, they tied the most wins in a regular season with 62. And then they followed it up by tying the least wins in a playoff with 0.
Overnight America. If you want to follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at KMOX.com/ONA. So you heard it here. We won a couple of awards tonight in Las Vegas as the NHL Awards were broadcasted on NBC Sports Network. Barclay, the puppy dog, the golden retriever, the cool dog, won Best NHL Dog. Does every NHL team have a dog? I just thought there's a few of them that do this. It's a cool thing. I don't know if they made the award up for him, but how could you not let that dog win? That's a cool pup. I don't think the dog understands just how special that pup is. And it's a good thing, too. You know, it encourages other people to understand that there is a need for service animals out there, seeing eye dogs. And the training is something that's expensive, takes a lot of time, and it's not something that everyone can afford. So it was good that the St. Louis Blues took that on, maybe bring some awareness. And I don't know who's going to be the recipient of that dog, a lifelong companion, but a well-trained dog now comes with a little bit of awards. Pretty nice. You know who else won tonight was our very own Ryan O'Reilly.
On behalf of these amazing guys behind me, the teammates, all of our staff, we especially want to thank the city and the fans of St. Louis. You guys stuck with us through the thick and thin, and this celebration with you guys has been above and beyond anything I could ever imagine. We all feel the same. we still can't believe it, but you know, we did it together, and thank you, St. Louis. It's the coolest thing in the world. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, so that was Ryan O'Reilly when they introduced the St. Louis Blues as Stanley Cup champions. John Hamm brings him out on stage. Here's the actual audio of him winning the Selke.
And the Frank J. Selke Trophy goes to Ryan O'Reilly.
All right, so now he's going up on stage. Let me fast forward.
And the 2019 Conn Smythe Trophy as MVP of the
All right, here we go. He has a lot of people to thank here. A lot of people to thank. Those guys dress so good, don't they? They clean up well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Congratulations on Patrice and Mark, two guys I admire so much the way you guys play. I hate playing against you, but love to watch you guys. You guys are incredible players. This week has been a lot. There's been a lot of things going on. My voice isn't where it should be. But I'm going to start. I can't thank enough Doug Armstrong, the St. Louis Blues, for bringing me to be a part of this whole thing. Chief as well, the coaching staff has been outstanding. This award is so much about the people that you surround yourself with, the players that I got a chance to play with, Vladdy, Schenner, Perron, Maroon, Sanford, guys, throughout the whole year, just, you know, making me look good. I can't thank you guys enough.
Notice he didn't mention Petrangelo there, which was a little bit interesting. You forget your captain.
Spence, another guy, too, that didn't get the credit tonight, but is, you know, the heart and soul of what we did, and kept the puck out of the net, and that's Jordan Binnington. He's amazing.
Just so you know, Binnington doesn't look nervous there either. He didn't win. He didn't win anything.
Well,
he did get like a consolation mention.
I would not be here and have done, lived my dream this past year if not for you guys. My wife, Dana, I love you so much for what you do with our son, Jameson. That's the toughest job in the world. I can't thank you enough.
I don't think she's ever mommed with broken ribs. Maybe she has, though, because O'Reilly later found out. Wouldn't that be a tough family? Yeah, no. They ended up giving Binnington a made-up award. What was it called? The Bridgeton Impact Player of the Playoffs or something like that?
It was just made up for so they could sell a sponsorship. But yeah. It was the Bridgestone Playoff Performance of the Year.
Bridgestone Playoff Performance of the Year brought to you by...
Bridgestone Performance of the Playoffs.
Yeah, they might as well throw some more sponsors on that. Brought to you by Dairy Queen... The queen of ice cream.
It was the only award besides Barclays where the winner didn't give a speech.
So he's there. He's in attendance. So they show a highlight reel, and they're just giving him all kinds of accolades as if they didn't doubt him the whole time through the playoffs. Like all the national commentators always found ways to find a fault in St. Louis. Well, nope, not this time. They must have found the nice ones. Because they clipped it all together in that nice little montage, and he doesn't even get to go up there and accept his fake award. You know? Look at the impact he made for this team. Come on now. All right. Well, that was the NHL award ceremony. Ryan O'Reilly in the St. Louis Blues. All of them look so nice up there. Too bad Doug Armstrong didn't make it. Too bad he didn't get the award. He deserved it. But, you know, if they got to give a consolation award, a participation trophy to Boston and make them feel good, then... I understand that. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show tonight. And next hour, there's a study that shocked me when I found out there are many people walking around us, working with us, living with us, in the elevator with us, on the escalators with us, going to the baseball games with us, going to the hockey arena with us, all over. Not only do they not wear deodorant, they'll never wear it. They don't want to. They hate the idea of wearing deodorant. Is that a weird thing or what? I want to talk about that coming up. And I'm going to ask you the question. Do you know someone that doesn't wear deodorant? Or better yet, are you someone that doesn't wear deodorant? You tell me. Let's talk stinky people next. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.